Good morning. So today marks the kickoff of the annual Diocesan Services Appeal, the DSA. You might notice there's some envelopes along the sides of the pews, if you could pass those down. And we interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you this message from the bishop. Hit it.
My sisters and brothers in Christ, the offering of the just enriches the altar. This verse from the book of Sirach can help us reflect on what we are doing during Mass. When we offer our prayers and gifts in union with others, we join ourselves to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the altar every Sunday. Our Diocesan Services Appeal is one such occasion to unite ourselves more deeply to the sacrifice of the altar. Our DSA offerings are a powerful opportunity to enrich the work of the Church in the year ahead. I would like to draw your attention to our DSA poster this year. It shows a thankful family presenting the offertory gifts to their pastor at the altar. The father presents the ciborium, which contains the hosts waiting to be transfigured into the body of Jesus. The young mother stands with the child clasped in one arm and in the other joyfully holds what will become the most precious blood. Their older son carefully holds the offering basket, which holds the collective generosity of his family and their community. The remaining children look on with smiling faces. You may notice an image of the cathedral on the top of the ciborium being held by the father. This combined image is a beautiful representation of DSA and how we should all strive to be cheerful givers united in the Holy Eucharist. Your DSA gifts are a part of the offerings that enrich the work of the Church throughout our diocese. Food pantries provide meals for the hungry. Care and support is provided to mothers and children of unplanned pregnancies. Counseling centers support those with mental health and substance abuse issues. Catholic schools instruct children in the faith. Vocational formation yields strong marriages and the next generation of priests. The DSA supports all these and many more ministries that share the love of Jesus. DSA donations are vital to the corporal and spiritual works of mercy of our Church. Your generosity underscores this profound truth, that our offerings, our sacrifices, and our charity manifest the very essence of our faith consistently and without fail. Brothers and sisters, like our beautiful poster image, let our DSA contributions be joined to the sacred offerings we set on the altar as we all seek the sanctification which only the Lord can provide. Together, aided with the graces received through the Holy Eucharist, we will carry out the work of the Church in the year ahead. Thank you, and may God bless you all for all that you do with and for one another.
Thank you, Bishop. So, why do we do the DSA? Well, the DSA is how the diocese is able to support and carry out all of the works of mercy, its social services, how it pays for the education of seminarians, and countless other things. This all happens through the DSA. And yes, you heard that right. The DSA is what makes it possible for the diocese to send men like me to go to seminary, to be formed and prepared to be your future priests. So if you've given to the DSA before, then I am your DSA dollars at work. So they should put me on the poster. But seriously, if you have given to the DSA before, thank you. It's hard to adequately express what it means that you have a whole diocese of people supporting you. Because when a man discerns the priesthood, he might discern a calling to a religious order, or he discerns being called to a particular diocese. He's never disordained kind of a priest out there in no man's land. And for me, I was born in this diocese and grew up here, and I'd never really considered going anywhere else, but it's been beautiful as a seminarian. It's really moved me deeply to discover I truly do have a home in this diocese, in the Diocese of Lansing. And not just through your DSA dollars, but also through your prayers and your encouragement and your friendship. So thank you for your support for me and for all of the other seminarians of our diocese. And the DSA, to be clear, doesn't just go to seminarians. It also supports pregnancy counseling centers, campus ministry, Catholic charities, Catholic schools, prison ministry, hospital ministry, and a whole list of other things that are all made possible through your DSA contributions. So, setting aside the DSA for a minute, because This is, after all, supposed to be a homily, even if it hasn't quite sounded like that before. So I do want to talk a little bit about the scriptures. One thing, as we're hearing about giving to charitable works, to donate to this or to that cause, I think often questions maybe can arise in our hearts, or we can have different reactions. And one can be, is this really making a difference? Does this really matter? Especially if you're watching the news, if you watch the news and feel like the world isn't going in that great of a direction, will giving a few bucks to DSA really make a difference? And maybe that's not you. Maybe you're more like Peter in the gospel today. Maybe you love it here at this parish, at St. Pat's in Brighton. And you just would love it if you could stay here forever. It's good that we are here. Let's build three tents. One for Father Matthias, one for Father Miguel, and one for Deacon Pat. Let's stay here where it's good and it's comfortable. And, you know, whatever happens in the diocese as a whole or whatever goes on in the rest of the world, you know. If either of these things describe you or where you are right now, I think we need to hear again what Paul says to the Romans in our second reading today. Paul, who is facing the opposition of the mighty Roman Empire, facing all of this opposition, all this immorality and excess in the world, he said this: if God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, who can stand against us? Paul knew what kind of God we have. He who did not spare his own son, but handed him over for all of us, how will he not give us everything else along with him? Paul knew that we have a God who does not hold back anything from us, even when we want to hold back things from him. He knew that we have a God, a Father, who is generous beyond reason. He knew that God could overcome any worldly opposition. But Paul wasn't a Pollyanna. Paul wasn't running. Paul didn't have his head in the sand. And Paul wasn't living a very comfortable Christian life either, thinking that, oh, you know, God's going to take care of everything for me. Paul experienced great hardship and opposition in preaching the gospel. He was cast out of synagogues, beaten, rejected, whipped, slandered, shipwrecked, put in chains, thrown in prison. But he did not lose heart. He didn't throw up his hands and give up. And he also didn't just kind of hunker down with his favorite group of Christians in Ephesus. He kept preaching the gospel until the very end. How? Why? Because if God is for us, if our God is for us, our God who sent his son for love of me to die on a cross, if he is for us, then the gospel cannot be stopped. Then the church cannot be silenced. If Jesus Christ has died and has been raised and he is interceding for us, if he is giving us his grace and his strength, then the gospel needs to be proclaimed so that the whole world hears it. And we can't just sit back out of comfort or fear or despair. If our God is for us, then we are called to go forward. And who can stand against us? So back to the DSA for one more moment. You can take your envelope home. You can donate online or bring the envelope back next week. And it's not about how much you give. In talking with Father Matthias, his hope was rather that as many parishioners as possible would give, even if it's only a small amount, but that as many as possible would give. Why? Because this is the mission of our church, of our diocese, carrying on the work of Christ in the world, proclaiming the gospel, caring for the poor and the sick, helping those in need. And we are all part of that church, each and every one of us. And we all have a part to play. Even if it's small, we all have a part to play. And this makes a difference. This matters. And we can't just sit back and do nothing. Last thing. If all this sounds good on paper, but you're saying, Deacon, I need a renewal of my heart. I don't quite believe any of this right here. I invite you to come to the parish mission that we're having here at St. Pat's, starting tonight. Tonight, Monday, Tuesday night, 7 p.m., Father Matthias will be talking about hearing God's voice, about walking in faith with the Lord, walking in relationship with him. Because we need to believe these things, not just up here, but in here, that our God is for us, that our God has given us his son, and that he has so much more he wants to give us. He wants us to know his voice. He wants us to know his heart for us and his heart for the world, so that we, like St. Paul, could be missionaries, can be witnesses here in Brighton, in our Diocese of Lansing, and to the ends of the earth.